Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He promised me he will
deliver. Hey, good afternoon.
He will
deliver. And it's 2:48 in the afternoon, and I'm a little late, but God is blessing me, and I hope to bring you another word of encouragement. I appreciate you, and I love you. Our topic for today is feeling overwhelmed. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word, I hope that all is doing fine during the pandemic, and I hope that God is blessing you and keeping you through this time. I pray for those that are sick and shut in, and I give my most honor and praise and glory to the Most High. I pray for all people that they remain healthy and safe. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My topic for today is feeling overwhelmed. And what does the Bible say about feeling overwhelmed? Well, we all feel like that sometimes. And sometimes it is a result of taking on too much work or responsibility. And sometimes it's things we cannot control, like physical illness or emotional trauma. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed when everything is normal and we don't see any reason for feeling that way. Even things we enjoy can leave us feeling overwhelmed if there's too much to do. We face daily pressures from jobs or school or friends and family, and from temptation of sin. All this can pile up and seem completely unmanageable. But fortunately, the Bible speaks to us about feeling overwhelmed. In the Gospels, Jesus shows us a way to prevent stress and the feeling of being overwhelmed. He was the sinless Son of God, but he often went away by himself to get away from large crowds, even from those that needed his help and healing. At times, he retreated even from his disciples. Other times, he retreated with his disciples because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat. He said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." It was not selfish of Jesus to get away from people and commune with God. It was wise of him to seek time for his disciples to rest as well. We can rightly assume it is okay for us to spend some time alone too if we are feeling overwhelmed by people and responsibility. It is to note that Jesus also enjoyed great inner peace because of his trust in God. Even in the midst of the storm, he could sleep. Amen. And that's in Matthew 8:23-24. Also refer to Mark 6:31 and also Mark 1:35. Amen. Amen. There was one occasion when Jesus described himself as feeling overwhelmed. It was in Gethsemane, just before his arrest, his trial, and crucifixion. He began to deeply distress and trouble. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, he said to his disciples. Disciples, stay here and keep watch. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed. And that's in Mark 14:33-35. And considering the fact that we too can be overwhelmed by situations facing us, there are three things to know here. First, Jesus was completely honest about how he felt. Second, he solicited the help of friends. And third, he prayed. Jesus took his burden to his Father. What a good model for us to follow. Amen. God is the God of peace. Peace is a fruit of the Holy Spirit and something we can ask God for anytime, having complete faith that he will answer our prayers. It is clearly God's will to give us good things, and we know that his Spirit and the gifts he brings are good. We are told to set our minds on the Spirit because to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. Romans 8:6. David also dealt with the feeling of being overwhelmed. In two of his Psalms, he suggested a specific course of action. Prayer followed by remembering the past goodness of God. My spirit grows faint within me. My heart within me is dismayed. I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. I have spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thy hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from my enemy. That's from Psalms 143:4-6 and Psalms 61:2-3. Praise the Lord for his ready ear and his constant faithfulness. There is a rock higher than we. Amen. Amen. When we are feeling overwhelmed, it may also help to remove ourselves from the situation, if possible. We may need to decrease our workload, knowing that it is not sinful to let go of some of the responsibilities for a while. In any case, we continue to rely on God's strength and pray for peace, knowing that he has promised to help us. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Psalms 46:1-2. I want to say no matter what we're going through, a situation arise, we know that we can always rely on the Most High, our Heavenly Father. Come to him in prayer and ask of him of anything. So you're not alone. And even though you are feeling overwhelmed, please give some of those duties to someone else. It would not hurt to let someone else take on some of the things that have been overwhelming you. So I'm saying with God's help, he's there to help you get through those overwhelmed feelings. Again, I am Evangelist Faye, and this is Word of Faith Encouragement. This is my encouragement ministry. I just started it. I've been doing this all week, but next week I'll be doing it three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, because I have other things that I have to do in the midst. But you will still be getting words of encouragement from me. Amen. And again, I pray and I bless each and every one of you that are listening and taking care and get that encouragement. I'm here and I'm just the messenger. Amen. And I love you. And God say, peace, peace be with you. Let God guide you and bring you to peace. May God bless you today. Amen. Amen. I love you, and I'll be back with words of encouragement again on Friday. God bless you, and I love you. Amen. Amen.